Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 365 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 28th is determine a situation where you don't feel good about your life because you compare yourself to someone else. Now list five things in your life for which you are grateful. Reflect on the fact many people in the world may not have those things and how you can focus on getting better today without comparing yourself to others. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. For our longtime listeners, you've heard me share stories from an article published in Harvard Business Review back in 1992 by Chan Kim and Renee Mauborn. And today I'd like to share another one of those parables with you called The Sound of the Forest. Back in the 3rd century AD, the king Cao sent his son, Prince Tai, to the temple to study under the great master, Pan Ku. Because Prince Tai was to succeed his father as king, Pan Ku was to teach the boy the basics of being a good ruler. When the prince arrived at the temple, the master sent him alone to the Ming Li Forest. After 1 year, the prince was to return to the temple to describe the sound of the forest. When Prince Tai returned, Pan Ku asked the boy to describe all that he could hear. "Master," replied the prince, "I could hear the cuckoos sing, the leaves rustle, the hummingbirds hum, the crickets chirp, the grass blow, the bees buzz, and the wind whisper and holler." When the prince had finished, the master told him to go back to the forest to listen to what more he could hear. The prince was puzzled by the master's request. Had he not discerned every sound already? For days and nights on end, the young prince sat alone in the forest listening, but he heard no sounds other than those he had already heard. Then one morning, as the prince sat silently beneath the trees, he started to discern faint sounds unlike those he had ever heard before. The more acutely he listened, the clearer the sounds became. The feeling of enlightenment enveloped the boy. "These must be the sounds the master wished me to discern," he reflected. When Prince Tai returned to the temple, the master asked him what more he had heard. "Master," responded the prince reverently, "when I listened most closely, I could hear the unheard, the sound of flowers opening, the sound of the sun warming the earth, and the sound of the grass drinking the morning dew." The master nodded approvingly. "To hear the unheard," remarked Pan Ku, "is a necessary discipline to be a good ruler. For only when a ruler has learned to listen closely to the people's hearts, hearing their feelings uncommunicated, pains unexpressed, and complaints not spoken of, can he hope to inspire confidence in his people, understand when something is wrong, and meet the true needs of his citizens. The demise of states comes when leaders listen only to superficial words and do not penetrate deeply into the souls of the people to hear their true opinions, feelings, and desires. The Sound of the Forest is about seeing the unseen and hearing the unheard, so that we can achieve a new level of awareness that will help us as we seek peace and fulfillment. It will help us stop comparing ourselves to others and appreciate things in our own lives, the things we often don't see on a daily basis. But it will also help us be better leaders as we become more in tune with the needs of the people we lead. We will be able to hear things even when they are not being said, and this will allow us to experience the fulfillment of using our gifts and abilities to provide value to the lives of others. So how about you? Can you determine a situation where you don't feel good about your life because you compare yourself to someone else? Can you list 5 things in your life for which you are grateful? Can you hear the unheard sounds of the forest and appreciate the blessings of your life, and also listen for the unheard sounds of the people in your life? Remember that seeking peace is about the journey to discover and live the unique purpose for our life. And sometimes we need to take time to hear the unheard in the forest so that we can see how the things in our lives can fit into a grander plan for ourselves. And seeking fulfillment is about sharing the gifts and abilities we have with the rest of the world. And sometimes we need to hear the unheard sounds in the forest so we can discover opportunities in the lives of others that we can share our gifts and abilities. Because when we have the mindset to seek peace and fulfillment, we will be able to increase our impact in our classrooms and locker rooms as we grow by 1% and give the students and athletes we work with a better version of ourselves every day.